Welcome to Rad Sports.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax.
Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rad Sports. And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you are buying or selling a home in the Spokane area, consider using your favorite agent, Phoebe Webb. With the Windermere City Group, she truly stands out from the rest.
Hey guys, welcome to Rad Sports. Today, we're going to be talking about some big news, and then we're going to do an AFC breakdown. Let's start off with our first big news. Victor Wembanyama out for season with deep vein thrombosis.
I know what that is.
Sure, what is it, huh?
Well, I just want to tell you right now. But, yeah, that is very disappointing to hear. He was on track. Like if anybody would have broken LeBron's record, it would have been him. If anybody would.
Wait, what do you mean? Which of LeBron's records?
Most points.
That's bogus.
No, if anybody would have, it would have been him.
And if anybody would have, he can still break LeBron's record.
Yeah, but it's going to be very hard now.
What do you mean? LeBron goes out all the time. He gets sore and he goes out.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard for Victor. It would be hard for Victor Wembanyama to play that long and score that much points. And he was on track to break, like, the blocking record.
All time.
Yeah.
What do you mean he was on track? He can still break those records just because he's out for one season.
Okay, okay.
Doesn't mean he can't break records anymore.
Okay, jeez. Okay, so, yeah. And, oh, yeah, and he cheated. So maybe we could call this karma.
Oh, yeah, getting out for the whole season for, like,
Being disqualified at
the All-Star Games.
He cheated in the skill challenge because he bounced past it and then you chest pass it and you're supposed to just shoot the three and like actually try to like get like time off. But he just like chucked up the balls and then dunked it. And then nobody liked it, so you got disqualified.
Ooh, what do you think about Mac McClung?
Saving the dunk contest for the third year in a row.
Yeah, the three-peat with Mac McClung, is he the best dunker?
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
When they were talking about Vince Carter for 30 minutes, I thought he died.
Huh?
You remember? Or did you not watch it?
I only watched some.
So, at the start, they talked about Vince Carter and how he was such a legend at dunking. And I thought he died.
I think he's still alive.
I know. But I just thought he died. He is definitely alive. But he was like, they're like, Vince Carter. And
top three best dunkers in the league right now.
John Morant, number one. Because Mac McClung was in the G League, right?
I know. He's like the best player in the G League.
No, he is. He also knows how to shoot. He's not just a dunker.
Yeah, but he can never get into the NBA.
He will eventually. Very soon. John Morant. Did you hear that?
Hey, top three dunkers. Come on.
John Morant. Giannis and the other guy that did the sitting down dunk over the mascot. I forgot what his name is.
Who was that? Stephon Castle?
No. Definitely. No, this wasn't this year.
I'm going number one, Giannis. Number two.
You cannot put number...
Zion Williamson.
No.
That was a crazy dunk.
You can't... Okay.
He's had some great dunks.
John Morant, Zion Williamson, Giannis. John Morant is number one.
I'm just saying, like
I'm just
there's
saying.
A video on, like, the fast... There's a fast break and it's a crazy dunk. You should watch it.
I know, but John's still better.
Nah, Zion.
No.
Zion.
No.
Okay, anyway, Zion number one, Giannis number two. Who should be my number three? Jason Tatum.
There's no way.
I don't know.
There's no way in history you're putting Jason Tatum over Ja Morant.
Sure, Ja Morant.
At number one.
No, he's number three.
He's number
He's
one.
number three.
He is number
He's
one.
way better at other things than Dunky.
No. He's good at other things. He is a dunker.
Yeah, but like,
Yeah, you disagreed with
is
me.
Zion Williamson like only dunks?
No, it's John Morant.
Eh,
Just
whatever.
okay, if I wasn't good at anything and I only dunked, would that make me the best dunker? No.
Yes, that's what Mac
No.
McClung does. He's in the G League. He's not even that good of a player, but he's crazy at dunking.
He's also good at 3 points, mid-range. He's good.
Must not be that good because he's not in the NBA.
Bro. Better than Bronny.
Oh yeah, I would way rather have Bronny on my team than or I would way rather have Mac
Yeah, I was like,
McClung on my
what?
team than Bronny.
Okay, next segment, USA versus Canada hockey. I did not want to put this in, but Dax made me, so.
Okay,
Yeah.
USA surprisingly beat Canada.
Okay. Wait. We never beat Canada in hockey. Like, they're meant for hockey.
Better though.
Yeah, but it's Canada.
Yeah.
They probably put in all their backups. I'm kidding. I'm
Sure.
kidding. I'm kidding.
We won it.
I know.
So I'll tell you what happened in the game in case you didn't watch it. You should have watched it. So at the beginning, our national anthem plays doo doo, and they boo it. The Canadians boo our national anthem. So they kind of made it personal, like that's over the top. So the game starts and there are three fights in the first 9 seconds.
I heard about that.
Yeah, because they booed our national anthem. They deserved it. And then we whooped them. I mean, we didn't whoop them. It was a really good game. It was 2-1, and then they went empty net and we scored, so that pretty much sealed the game. So we won, and now we're playing Canada again in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship. Who do you think is gonna win?
Canada.
Nah.
Okay,
Do you know
actually,
what I want to see? Will
no.
now us boo their national anthem?
Do you know what I want to see? USA basketball versus the world.
Oh, easy win.
Well,
Oh.
no. Like, no, like the NBA versus the world. Yeah.
Well,
We would
the
destroy it.
NBA would do. You have to do USA
Okay,
versus
okay.
the world all-stars.
Yeah, I guess you would do that.
Like, but that would be World All-Stars is still a really great team.
Oh,
You'd have
no.
Jokic,
Giannis.
Wembanyama, you would have Shea. You would have
Yeah.
Shea because he's from Canada.
And Giannis.
Yeah, you'd have Giannis, Jokic. I mean,
So basically just all the NBA people that weren't
all.
born.
Oh, you'd have Luka.
Yeah. You'd be really good.
Like, and what would the USA team be?
Steph Curry, LeBron.
No.
What?
I'm saying like the best players. Anthony Edwards. Jason Tatum. Like, I'm saying
LeBron and Curry.
not like the top five best players in that. Jalen Brunson.
LeBron is better than Jalen Brunson.
No, I'm saying like the top five players in the NBA right now.
And I'm saying LeBron and Curry are
LeBron.
still the best
Oh,
players.
I'd put Curry on my team. I wouldn't put
You.
LeBron would be like my second string.
Well, okay, so who's your first then?
Who's my first string?
So like Ant-Man? Wait, no,
Ant-Man.
we need a big.
Jalen Brunson.
Would it be Wemby? No, Wemby's not from. No, he is.
He's not from the USA.
Is he?
No, he's from France.
Oh, yeah, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. So who's our big man? Anthony Davis? Probably not.
Well, we have Jason Tatum.
We would have LeBron, we would have Curry, and we need a big man.
No, who's our big man?
Yeah, that is
There's got to be one good American big man. There's got to be many. Like Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, Kat, I guess he could.
But probably not. We need someone who's.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, okay. Yeah. Oh, we'd have Ja on our team.
Oh yeah.
We would not have
Donovan
LaMelo.
Mitchell.
Oh, we'd have Donovan. We would not have LaMelo Ball on our team.
He's
He'd
Oh yeah.
be
Okay.
second string. He'd be second string.
No. He would get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. KD.
Oh, we'd have Tyrese Maxey on our team.
KD.
Some thought that he loves you and that.
Who else? I think that would be it. We
That's
got
only like
options
eight
for
dudes, but.
no, we got like options for a big man. We got Joel Embiid and KD.
And KD, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, so
Who do you think would win? I said.
well, I would say the other world would win.
The world would
Oh
win?
yeah,
Yeah.
the other no, I'm kidding. So yeah, we would probably get beat, but it would be a fun game to watch.
Yeah,
And
I would watch it.
I heard there would be they really want to do a one-on-one tournament for
The All-Star game?
yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. I would want.
Kyrie versus like Victor again.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you in the next segment.
Now we will re-rank the AFC East and AFC West. We will see the old division, I mean the old records, and we will say what we think they're gonna be in 2025. Let's get into it. Bills, they were 13-4.
Very good record. I think they have a good shot at winning the Super Bowl now next year if they can beat the Chiefs.
No, actually, yes, but
The only team they can't beat is the Chiefs.
yeah,
They would have won two Super Bowls
that
if
is
they just
very
beat the
true,
Chiefs.
very true. Well, and then you have to go to the Super Bowl, but wait, okay, I think they're gonna be better because I think they're gonna get Cooper Kupp, and that'd be an amazing pickup, a weapon for Josh Allen to throw to, and yeah.
What do you think their record is next season?
Oh, quick thing, Super Bowl 60, it's all blue. You know how it looks?
No,
Like
but
this year's red and green. It's just blue.
oh, so that means
Detroit and Bills.
the Bills and the Seahawks are gonna
No,
be
Detroit.
Seahawks.
No, you gotta go what color they're mostly on. The
See,
Seahawks are
yes,
mostly.
we're mostly blue.
Actually, that
Our
is
helmets are mostly blue. Our uniforms are
true.
mostly
Mostly
blue.
green.
No, we
Blue.
only have green uniforms one time a season.
So I think the record will be 14-3, one better from what they were last year.
It's hard to get better than 13-4. So I'm going same record, but they clinch the one seed and hopefully don't sell like the
Like the
No,
Panthers. Okay.
like the Lions.
Oh, yeah, you were kind of just stuck.
Like, what is
The
that?
Dolphins were 8-9. I think it's just downhill from here.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Tyreek Hill isn't gonna get any better. Tua might get like two more con
Tua's not.
Tua's gonna get more concussions.
Tua might be okay if his brains weren't scrambled.
Jalen Waddle's not getting any faster. They have Jalen Ramsey.
I want Jalen Waddle to go to a different team.
Period.
I want,
Jalen Waddle.
yes, Jalen Waddle to go
What
to a
team would you
different
like him to go to? I
team.
don't wait, he's still on his contract though.
I want to see him go to the Chargers.
Falcons.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, I wouldn't want to see Chargers. But Falcons could also use him. Or Falcons could use Cooper Kupp and you guys should get Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
No, actually I don't.
And
I think Bills should get Cooper Kupp and Green Bay should get Myles Garrett, but we already discussed this. Dolphins are 8-9. I think they will only win four. So 4-13.
That's like a real
Bad team, which they are.
bad team. Yeah, they're not that good. I don't know how they won 8 games. My bold prediction is 6-11.
Yeah.
Okay, next team, Jets. They're Record this year was
The record was 5-12.
won 5 games.
So wait, I think they will be a lot better. They got to
No,
not,
they won't. They don't have a quarterback.
and they will find a way, right?
Yeah, if they somehow trade for Matthew Stafford.
So I know it sounds crazy, but I think before January 22nd, which that's when they got their new head coach. Like, let's just say hypothetically today was before January 22nd,
Wait,
right?
who's our new head coach?
I forgot his name. Today was like before January 22nd. I would have traded for a head coach.
I traded for a head
You
coach.
can do that.
Yeah, no one does it though.
How do you think Bill Belichick got on the Patriots?
He wasn't traded.
He wasn't.
No,
Oh, I
you
thought he
don't
was.
get traded.
Did you can trade for a quarterback?
Yeah,
I mean,
you.
oh no, coach. You
Yeah,
can
no one
trade.
does it though, so.
Okay, so I think the Jets will be 8-9.
8-9 with no quarterback?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's like saying the Tennessee Titans will have no quarterback. They got the first round pick.
Yeah,
Well,
what
so.
pick do the Jets have? The seventh pick? It's Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. And then after that, it's Jackson Dart and Will Howard. And
They'll find a way. They'll
they're
find a
gonna go in
way.
the third to fourth round, and I don't think they're gonna be ready to start.
They'll find a way.
No.
Okay, so I think. So they got a battle line, right? They got good wide
No, their
receivers.
offensive line is like getting better.
Okay, the offensive line is getting better. The wide receivers are good.
They need another wide
They
receiver.
got what?
Yes.
Myles Garrett. Davante Adams is getting old.
Who's Myles Garrett?
I mean, oh. Oh, Michael Wilson. Wait.
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett, I don't. Okay, my brain has hit a rock. But,
Garrett
Garrett
Wilson,
Wilson and
they're
Davante
not
Adams.
gonna, I don't think they're gonna keep Davante Adams. I think he's just gonna retire, go to a different team in free agency.
Okay, so you still got cornerbacks and D line.
Yeah, they have a good defense.
They got a really good defense.
Yeah, they have a great defense.
Patriots, 4-13.
Don't have a coach. They sort of have a quarterback. They don't have a team. 4-13 next season.
6-11.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay,
I could
next.
see that, yeah.
Next.
Oh, this is gonna be exciting.
Oh, can we talk about the AFC North? That's really good.
Oh no, that is for our next segment. Chiefs 15-2.
I don't think they're gonna be that good. Like, not like 15-2 good.
Yeah, they're gonna be like 9-8.
I think they're gonna be like 12-5 good.
9-8.
Like, you're good, but you're like not. You're a good team. You're not like an amazing team.
They're gonna be probably 9-8.
They'll make the playoffs. If they get to the Super Bowl again, I'm gonna stop watching the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 10-7. 10-7.
10-7? Okay.
Like the only their if their record was like all their 1-point scoring games were reversed, they would have been like 4-13.
Yeah, but they won those 1 point games.
I know. Barely. Some games were even by a centimeter, you could say. So I think 10-7. You think they're
12-5. 12 and
12-5.
five.
Chargers.
They're getting better.
11-6 last year.
I mean, they were 11-6. That's good.
Okay.
Like, they got their head coach, John Harbaugh.
They got, I think,
Justin Herbert's a great
Ladd
quarterback.
is going to
Ladd
improve.
McConkey was already great, and he's gonna get better. They should probably draft another wide receiver.
Yeah, definitely draft another wide receiver
Or
and
pick up one in free agency like Devontae.
wait. Oh yeah, and they got a great O-line with the rookie running it, Joe Alt.
They could probably, I don't really know how good their defense is. They can probably improve it,
Yeah,
but
that's what I would do too.
their defensive line is good.
They need they okay, draft wide receiver, draft some cornerbacks and Safeties.
No. Their safeties are good.
They
They
are?
have Derwin James.
Oh, okay. Draft some cornerbacks.
No, I think
You just said they need help in the back.
linebackers and D line. Linebackers and D line.
No, the D line's fine. The linebackers.
No, their exterior D line is good because they have like there's this one like Hawaiian dude who's good, and then they have Khalil Mack. Their interior, I don't think they have like a super good player. So, what's your prediction for next season?
12-5.
I think they go also 12-5.
They went through the
They
division.
win the AFC West.
You literally just said the Chiefs are going to get more wins.
I said they're gonna get 12-5.
Oh, so tie with the Chiefs.
Yeah, but like they'll have a tiebreaker and they win it, so.
Okay. Broncos, 10-7.
Wow, this is a good division.
Yeah,
I
it is.
think they'll probably stay the same.
I think they're going to go 11-6. I think Bo Nix played incredible the second half of his rookie season, but the first half was a little bit icky,
I mean, no rookie quarterback's first half is great unless you're
Jaden
Jaden Daniels.
Daniels. Jaden Daniels. Okay. And they got the best DB.
Yeah, defensive player of the year.
Really?
Yes, he won defensive player of the year.
Okay, geez, I wasn't paying attention, okay? I thought Kevin O'Connell went to coach of the year, which he shouldn't.
Yeah, he should have.
Oh,
Everyone
there was another quarterback.
thought the Vikings were gonna suck, and then they were great.
There was another coach of mine. I forgot who I was thinking about, but that's who I thought should have won it.
Mike McDonald should have won coach of the year.
Oh no, the Steelers coach.
Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
No. He has like the same record every single. That's not a knock. He has a winning record every single season, but
He's
it's.
never had a losing record with who? TJ Watt. Washed Russell Wilson. How do you go 10-7? You do better than the Bengals, who have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr
No,
Chase, and Chase.
they're off. The Bengals' offense wasn't their problem. Their defense was like horrible.
I know.
Like horrible, horrible.
They have the
The Steelers'
Steelers have.
defense is good, and
I
their
know.
offense is like getting better.
Getting better, still not good. Actually, not good at all.
What? Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, you got washed Russell Wilson, getting a bit better,
Jorge Pickens.
and yeah,
Jorge Pickens, he's like, I'm so cool.
I think you get some. You just give away Russell Wilson, and then you improve Justin Fields with his passing.
Yeah, I mean,
Because he's only 25.
if you have such good coaching, just coach him up.
Okay. Next team. Last team. The Raiders. I think they're 4-13. I think they're gonna stay the same.
Yeah, they won't get a quarterback like
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna do in their situation.
they don't yeah.
They got Brock Bowers.
Yeah, they've got Brock Bowers. He could probably be their defense too.
Brock Bowers?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going they're gonna get the first pick next year. They're 2-15. 2-15.
2-15 is insane.
Atrocious.
But actually, give me 3-14.
Bold prediction.
Yeah. But that's just how I feel.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time on Rad Sports. Dax,
Enrico.
out.